You are now tuned in to My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule. And that's be respectful. You are now tuned in to My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. Goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule. And that's be respectful.
Call us next week, man.
No doubt, man. And definitely shout out to the family, liberationmindedmedia.net. That is Black Eyes Stan, Do the Knowledge Radio, The Rundown with Renee, and My Skin Is My Sin. Oh, and don't forget to share the show, man. If you check it out today, or if you check it out next week, or if you check it out in 1,000 years, and if you are that motherfucker that digs us up in 1,000 years, you are the most phenomenal individual to ever walk the galaxy for digging up this greatness and still share our shit, man. Shout out to you. Don't forget to check out the websites, mbrochelle.com, designsbymonet.com, and myskinismysin.net.
Yeah. Trust God. Trust God. I ain't really feeling the day. I'm in my feelings today. Gotta smash on them just to go get me some pay. Bust my ass on it, spend my last on it, everything slipping away. I get my urn up before I burn up whenever I'm feeling the flame. You niggas thinking this a game. I ain't playing with them, I ain't staying with them, I ain't friends with them, I ain't mans with them. I'm a cock and let the can hit them. Get the paper, that's the plan, nigga. Yeah, I just hope you understand, nigga. Yeah, we can get high, fuck hoes. How the fuck I can't make a band with you? To this old so sad. I told your ass. I showed your ass. I exposed your ass. I'm in my spot. Niggas can't take what I got. They can grab what I have. Niggas can plot. That'll never make me stop. That's gonna put me on your ass. And I'ma come through in the worst way. And I'ma do you on your worst day. Niggas will come to your visual, but never come through on your birthday. People can't fuck with my spiritual, cause I be in tune with the earth say. And people be calling me lyrical, cause they be in tune with the wordplay. Now me and my nigga, we poly, we talking about paper. That paper, we talking about bodies. Them bodies be popping up every time we get to talking. Now we get money inside of my youngin. He coming, no talking, he yelling and talking. We know that he know niggas violent. He putting that work right on the front of his shirt and say, I'm about to catch me a body. Ain't what it seeming. I'm heavy, I'm smoking, I'm drinking, I'm popping, I'm rolling, I'm leaning. Eat it, I'm steaming. War wounds still bleeding. I went to war with them demons. I really seen it. I wasn't watching on no zenith. I was out there on the semen. Victim was bleeding. Best friend called him sleeping.
Cold world up in Cleveland. I've been stabbed too many times to let my guards down. So I put my trust in God now. It's gonna be the devil in your clip to bring your squad down. So I put my trust in God now. I've been stabbed too many times in the back to let my guard down. So I put my trust in God now. It's gonna be the devil in your clip to bring your squad down. So I put my trust in God now. I ain't really feeling the pain. I'm in my feelings today. Gotta smash on them just to go get me some pay. Bust my ass on it, spend my last on it, everything slipping away. I get my urn up before I burn up whenever I'm feeling the flame. Now me and my brother, we poly, we talking about paper. That paper, we talking about cheddar. That cheddar keep coming in every time we get to talking. So now we get money together. My youngin, he coming, he hungry. We know that he on it. We know that he down for whatever he put in that work. Now when he go to the store, he gon' copy him 100 or better. Ain't what it seeming. He heavy, he smoking, he drinking, he popping, he rolling, he laying. Heated, he steaming. War wounds still bleeding. He went to war with them demons. He really seen it. He wasn't watching on no zenith. He was out there on the semen. Victim was fleeting. Best friend called him sleeping. Cold world up in Cleveland. I been stabbed too many times to let my guards down. So I put my trust in God now. It's gonna be the devil in your clique to bring your squad down. So I put my trust in God now. Too many times to let my guard down.
What's good, fam? This is Jobs, and you are tuned into My Skin Is My Sin. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule, and that's be respectful. And let me know if you can hear me or not, if you're checking it out. Shout out to you. Typically don't do anything on a Sunday, but some just to be quite honest, I just spent some shit on my mind. And I wanted to talk about that shit.
So let me know. Like, I see a few people tuned in to the live stream. Shout out to you. Let me know if you can hear the vocals all right. All right, yeah, we good. And what I wanted to talk about is personal to me, being a healthcare worker. And this is for all the STNAs, the RTs, the EMTs, the MDs, the RNs, the LPNs, maintenance, like anybody that is on the front line in healthcare. I see a lot of bickering amongst ourselves. Like, I'm in a couple of nursing groups, and I see a lot of there's one camp that's like, we signed up for this. Stop bitching. Work a million hours, you know, do whatever they tell you and don't give no pushback. And then there is the other camp. It's like, look, we love taking care of people, but we got families. And you don't ask a police officer to go into the street without a gun. Why would you ask a nurse to go into a room to take care of someone that's infected with something that they could possibly get simply from that interaction and not give them the adequate tools to do so? Like, and hold on, man. I got a video for y'all before I really get off into this shit, because this shit is pivotal for our healthcare going forward. Say what you want about healthcare. We all want that shit and we all need that shit. But give me one second. Where is this?
Claiming the federal agency is changing the guidelines about the mask when screening for COVID-19 patients.
I have taken care of tuberculosis patients for 40 years. I have never gotten tuberculosis. Why is that? I had the right equipment.
They belong to an association of 42,000 nurses in New York State, and they're demanding N95 respirators be used in the fight against COVID-19.
The Centers for Disease Control announced yesterday that they were lowering guidelines for protection of healthcare workers, and they were equating surgical masks with respirators.
We spoke to one nurse who works in New Rochelle, site of the state's containment zone, who's also concerned about respirator policy.
We are using them more than once. We're allowed to use them up to 5 uses.
And do you feel that's safe?
No.
The president of the local EMTs union compared the concern about hospital environments to workers who toiled at Ground Zero post 9/11.
But back then, the federal government told us that the air we breathe was fine. When 2 weeks ago, they told us that respirators was what required. And now they're telling us that face masks is sufficient.
The executive director for the New York State Nurses Association also showed the results of a survey taken from 80 facilities where 45% of the nurses answered their hospital had investigated possible COVID-19 cases. Only 14% of the respondents said the protocol for screening was excellent. 36% said it was inadequate.
We need this number to be 100%.
Smack in the middle of the nurses' press conference, we received notification that the World Health Organization has now declared the spread of COVID-19 a pandemic.
Judith Cutchin from Health and Hospitals remembered another crisis, but it wasn't a pandemic.
When we had the Ebola virus, Bellevue Hospital, they had protocols in place. They had training. They had communication. They had collaboration.
But COVID-19 is spreading globally, and nurses warn they need protection so they can keep treating the sick.
This is a national, international emergency, and it will take us over if we don't take control of it.
Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan has created a 10-bed.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That is exactly what I'm talking about right there. Don't equate wanting to protect oneself to one not wanting to do their job. And thank you again to all the healthcare workers. But if we do not, and matter of fact, let me put this little slideshow on right quick. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to simplify it for folks out there. Okay. So according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 2018, there were 728,900 LPNs/LVNs in the country. approximately 4 million RNs. I got that per the AAC Insight. I'll give you 5 million, okay? And I can't remember what year this was. I want to say 2016 for the census. 327 million, give or take some, people in the country. That right there is one nurse for every 65 people. Okay, not every 65 people. They're not all going to be sick. I give you that. You know, but let's say it's one for 10. That one nurse gets sick. Now it's one for 13. That nurse gets sick. Like, so your, and as those nurses get sick and get taken off the team, your care when you get sick gets worse. Not because nobody cares, but because there's just not enough bodies. They have nurses, doctors, aides afraid to push back for their health because they don't want to lose their jobs. Especially now, they are allowing people to use the flimsiest of masks, shit that you can buy at CVS. Why are they not testing every patient in every facility and every staff member for that matter? And I would argue it's better to test the medical professions first, because let's say Dr. A has it. He's not symptomatic, doesn't know he has it, but Dr. A has got 65 patients on his roster in a day. So now Dr. whatever his name is or her name has potentially infected 65 people through the course of just doing their job, through no ill intent of their own. Why would you not want to know that your medical profession is good? And if, let's say, STNA B happens to contract the coronavirus, has to stay off for 2 weeks, they should get paid. People got families too. And you'd be fucking surprised how many nurses, how many STNAs, and shit, some of these doctors out here living check to check. If we being honest about it. So 2 weeks without getting paid could literally put them in a bind to where they may not be able to recover. So you force people to go to work. And then what? If you're not going to take care of the soldiers, man, don't talk about an army. We need to be out here fighting for our healthcare workers. And old boy in that video had a very excellent point when he was talking about the shit in 9/11. People believe that shit. And those same people end up dying, a lot of them. They family suing or getting a couple million in the bank. But now they don't have, you know, their father, their husband, because you lied to them about what was required. We are allowing these companies to make business decisions that affect our lives. You know, and now that I see the picture of Rudy Gobert and what's my man's name? Mitchell. Anyway. How did they whole team get fucking tested? And I correct me if I'm wrong. It was either 100 tests available per day in Oklahoma City or 300. Whatever the case is, they got 48 of the motherfuckers. Why? Why? That could have been 48 fucking doctors, 48 nurses, 48 aides. Y'all got to stop with the goofy shit, man. Because this shit affects you rich motherfuckers too. Why y'all not caring? Y'all go to the hospital a lot more than the average people because y'all get way more elective shit done. And what if your best doctor gets sick? You can't buy your way out of everything. Like, come on, man. I got to start taking care of these healthcare workers, you know. Nobody asking for no handouts. Nobody asking for no extras, you know. But we are asking to protect us like we protect you. You kidding me? Like, come on. Shit's getting ridiculous out here. You know, and at the same time, you know, we got to start standing in unison. You know, it's too many of y'all in healthcare that's worried about the initials after the name. Are they good at what they do? I've met some super stupid doctors. And I have met some ridiculously intelligent STNAs. Circumstances sometimes dictated what happened. Whatever the case is, we got to stop being so wrapped up in that shit. You know, you'll find that the best surgical teams, the doctor, even though being the quote unquote lead, understands that principle and understands that he ain't shit without his nurse practitioner or his physician assistant or his RA, whatever the case, you know what I'm saying? We got to stop worrying about the initials because we need to stand united. We cannot allow any time. This is not going to be the last thing that happens to us as a species. What are they going to do? Make us work for free next time? And they give us coupons to get shit? Y'all need to start thinking about that. Just get worse every time. The requirements, you know, like the level of people having to work like 16 hours straight, whenever, with inadequate supplies at some of these nursing homes. And there's no requirement for them to have, like, they're supposed to have certain things on deck and they don't. And there's really no penalty to it. So it's cheaper to not protect their employees. In their minds. And that's exactly how they operate. You know, but. And I'm sorry I went on a little rant there, man. However, I just want to let people know, man. If you got somebody in your family that's a healthcare worker, listen to them. People hurting right now. You know, it's intimidating. And I, you know, people will be, oh, you overreacting. I hope I am, bro. I do. Like, I don't want to be right about not, you know, shit. I don't care. But in the medical profession, it's got people on edge. Because we are so not prepared for this type of shit at all. And it's so glaring from top to bottom. We are not prepared in any way, shape, fashion, or form. And what kills me is like, y'all root for them giving money to airline companies because they lost some money. But the rest of us lost money too. You know, like his boys with money, they lining up to get, you know, get some more for free, for nothing, just for being his boy. Meanwhile, those same people get sick. The same people go to the hospital. They can't buy their way out of ailments. It doesn't have to be the coronavirus. You can break a hip. You get a facelift. Those rich people end up in the hospital too. You can't buy your way out of that. So it is in your interest as well to protect our healthcare workers. Because it's kids coming up right now, seeing how they mama or their father coming home and how different it was 5 years ago when they came home. how now they've been coming home so much more stressed. They come home aching. Come home, just give me some a bath and some Epsom salt type shit. You know, it's different now. They see that. And whereas they may have wanted to follow in their footsteps before, now they want to run as far away from that as possible. That shit makes a difference. You know, because those young cats, I need somebody there to take care of me. If I'm being selfish about it, as you should be too. You know, it just really was just on my spirit to talk about this today, man. So for all my peoples that's at a nursing home, all my peoples that's at the hospital, if you're doing home care right now, if you in the whip for some reason listening to this shit, going home from work, hey, shout the fuck out to you. You know, my people was at the dialysis center, at the plastic surgery office, the dental office, you know, who am I forgetting, man? Fuck it, podiatrist, ophthalmologist, shout out to you. Just if you are in healthcare, man, have a wonderful day. If you have not heard it today, I love you. I appreciate you. And thank you. We out.